to make sure y'all give me a bunch of amens this morning so I feel like I'm at home, all right? I already feel at home. I love you guys. I think this is the greatest church on the planet. Do y'all believe that? Come on, if you believe that, let's clap our hands. Hallelujah. So for the next few moments, I just want to share, whether you know that, we just stepped into a new year. So I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. We're like 2 weeks into the Hebraic New Year, which is our new year as believers. And so the Hebraic year is 5779. Can you say that with me? 5779. 5779. Last year, we dealt with 8. 8 is a number of new beginning. It's a number of abundance. But when we deal with the number 9, shout the number 9, it is a number of manifestation and birthing. Manifestation and birthing. Can you say that to somebody around you? This is your year for manifestation. Oh, I think that was the wrong neighbor. Tell them this is your year for manifestation and birthing. So the things that have been planted on the inside of you, the dreams and the visions of God that are on the inside of you, this is an hour and a year for them to come forth. But if you're going to birth, birthing comes with process. Birthing comes with pain. Birthing comes with new things. And so today, I want to share about the new year, but in the new year, having a new outlook, because this year is about having fresh vision, seeing a new thing. What's the use of having a new year if there's not going to be a new outlook for that year? Amen. And so we need a new outlook. Not only do we need a new outlook, but God is inviting us to come to a new dimension. Somebody say a new dimension. And today we are celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles, also known as Sukkot. And so what that means, it's a celebration, prophetic celebration that symbolizes God's presence among us. That when he okay, I'm going to lose my laptop here in a minute. We got a little bit something stronger. Amen. I'll move right here. It's all good. So it's a year, that'll be fine. It is a year to have a new outlook, a new year. We just moving furniture. Is that okay with y'all? You're strong. I didn't know that. Go ahead. I don't want to get in a fight with you. You might win. It's a joke, guys. Y'all gotta laugh, okay? All right. Amen. So it's a year. To have a new outlook. Somebody say a new outlook. You must have a new vision, fresh eyes to see what God is doing, how God is moving. I believe that in this season, also as we celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, if this is a season about the presence of God, then our time in the presence must increase. This is an hour that God wants to intensify our intercession. Somebody shout, intensify our intercession. Not only does he want to intensify our prayers, I believe that God is moving our prayers from praying for our needs and our desires, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I believe that God wants to take us to a new place where we stop praying for our own needs and now tackle more weightier matters. More heavier matters. And I feel like God's going to give us eyes to pray for our nation, to pray for our cities. This is not just a season of prayer, but God is saying this is also a season of strategy where the Lord wants to increase wisdom and understanding. I also believe in this hour that this is a season that God is increasing discernment, the ability to discern. What it is that God is doing, what's going on around you. So in this season, expect God to give you new eyes for a new outlook. Amen. Also, the Feast of Tabernacles also symbolizes God's presence around us. If we're also going to step into a new place of prayer, God is also inviting us to a new place of worship with him. I believe that this hour that God is restoring true worship. Worship that is not predicated or not dependent on what we're going to get is just simply worship that is solely fixed on who God is. and us falling in love. I believe that God is going to increase intimacy now more than ever in this hour, that you're going to fall in love with God all over again. Be satisfied with the man Jesus and not a platform or not a personality. God is saying there's a returning of worship, true worship, back to the church. Can you say amen? Amen. And also in this hour, God is saying that it's an hour to access open heavens. So let's go to John 1:51. That should be, I'm sorry. John 1:51. Will you go there with me? Somebody shout open heavens. There's something that happens when we step into this Hebraic new time. This is also a launching year for many of you. A launching year in education, a launching year in business, a launching year in ministry. Many of you are going to start feeling a greater urgency to step forward more in the calling and the destiny. It's almost feeling like there's like this expectation that there's something that's happening. It's almost like you're on the edge of your seat. It's because God is inviting you to dream with him. Will you tell somebody around you? God is inviting you to dream with him. And so if this is a season of new beginnings and to have a new outlook, also God wants you to know that this is a season of open heavens. And let's look at what John 1:51 says it like this. And then he added, I tell you the truth. Another translation says, truly, truly, I say to you, you shall see heaven open. Somebody shout open heavens. God is declaring over your life, over your family, over your city, over your circumstance, over your mind, over your heart, that this will be a year that you will encounter the open heavens of God. The things that you've been praying for, the things that you've been fasting about, the things that you've been worshiping for. The Lord says this is the season that you will see manifestation in every area. But the Lord says it will not come easy. There will be some warfare. There will be some trials. There will be some pressing. But the Lord says that the pressing and the trials and the opposition is not conflict. The Lord says it's your confirmation that you must push forward. And so God says today that I want to give you strength and I want to release my grace. What is grace? Grace is the supernatural ability to do what you could not do on your own. It's unmerited favor. And God says, I want to release my unmerited favor upon you so that you would accomplish, so that you would win, so that you would move in victory, that you would move in breakthrough. This is the year of open heavens. Can you shout amen? Now, what's the purpose of a heaven being open if we're not going to step into it? Open heavens are meant for accessing. It's not just meant for receiving. And I feel like God is saying today, many times we come into the presence of the Lord and yes, it's good to feel and yes, it's good to receive. But the purpose of receiving and feeling is so that you would do something after the encounter. Every encounter in scripture, Moses and the burning bush came his assignment. With every encounter in scripture, there was an encounter and there was an assignment attached to that encounter. And so God is saying, every time you come in my presence, there is a new place that I'm inviting you into. Amen. Amen. So open heavens are meant for accessing. And I believe that this is a season that God wants to take us vertical. God wants to take us vertical, that it's time to soar. It's time to fly. It's time to go higher. It's time to move from where we are, the ways we've been thinking, the ways we've been viewing, the way we've been speaking. God is saying it's time to get a new outlook. It's time to get a new language. It's time to access the open heaven. Somebody shout vertical. So God is inviting us, when we say vertical, he's inviting us to shoot higher. He's inviting us to dream higher. He's inviting us to come into fresh vision. And yes, God has told you certain things, but the Lord says, even with what I said to you, there are things that I want to add on to that. Because as you grow, your vision grows. As you grow, your dream grows. And so it's a season of open heavens. And not only a season of open heavens, the scripture says, and the angels of God, you will see the angels of God, the host of heaven ascending and descending on the Son of Man. In other words, God is saying, as we experience the open heaven, it's not a time to get lazy or lackadaisical, but we've got to press in and engage. Somebody shout engage. This is a season of engagement. God's not just going to drop stuff out of the sky. You've actually got to do the work. You actually got to partner with the Lord. Tell somebody around you, we've got to partner with God. And so as we partner with God, as we engage, the Lord says, I'm going to release new realms of angels. You're going to see angels ascending and descending. You may not see them in your natural eye. You may notice it in the spiritual, but guess what? You're going to start noticing that when you pray, and as you pray what's on God's heart, and as you worship, and you worship with a pure heart, solely fixed upon the Lord, in the spirit of David, out of Psalms 27:4, that says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. As you seek the one thing, God says, there's going to be a new release of my glory and my presence that's going to come upon your life, and you're going to see breakthrough in certain areas. You're going to see healing in certain areas. You're going to see advancement in certain areas, areas that have been hard to access, things that you've been praying for, answers that you've been seeking. You're going to notice that when you go to read the Word of God is going to take on a new lens. You're going to see it with new eyes. You're going to understand and encounter the Lord. It's because of the angelic activity that's going to be released in this season. Somebody shout this season. So this is a season not only of open heavens, but this is a season of angelic activity. Angels come to do the work and to help accomplish the work of the Lord. They come to partner with you and I to accomplish the plans of God. And so that will come on your job. That will come on your campus. That will come in your family. People that you've been praying for. Healings and miracles that you've been waiting for. Things that you've been believing God for. God says you are not doing it all by yourself. That in this season of 5779 of open heavens, also 5779 is also the year of new wine. Somebody shout new wine. New wine is known for outpouring. It's a year to celebrate and to drink of the Lord's presence. This year is going to be all about the presence. Will you tell somebody around you, this year is all about God's presence. We've got to learn how to practice the presence of God in every way. And as we practice the presence of God, the new wine, somebody shout the new wine, will be poured out. I don't know about you, but I want to see the new wine poured out in my family. I want to see the new wine poured out in my home. I want to see the new wine poured out. How about in this city? How many want to see God pour out his wine in Boston and in Acton and all over Massachusetts? How many want to see that? It's going to happen as we worship and practice the presence of God. And so God is saying, not only will your worship and your intercession increase, but angels will increase. Look for breakthrough. Tell somebody around you, look for it. Tell them, believe for it. Dream for it. And here's the big one, prepare for it. Because oftentimes we dream for it and we declare it in church. But you know what happens? Between the prophecy and the promise, there's no preparation. And God is saying, in this hour, you got to prepare for it. You've got to make ready. You've got to be on the edge of your seat with fresh expectation and actively moving and engagement. Somebody shout engagement with the Lord in this season. And so it's very important that if we're going to access all that God is doing, all that God is saying, he is saying, I want you to engage. I believe that in this room, even right now, that the Lord is saying that there have been things that have been locked up. I feel like there have been gates that have been locked up, things that have been holding up your prayers and your intercession. Revelation says that it is in the bowls of heaven. I believe Revelations 5 and 8 or 8 and 5. It says that the prayers of the saints go into the bowls in heaven, that every time you pray, every time you worship, that is stored in heaven. But I believe that that which has been stored in heaven, your prayers and your worship and your intercession and your tears and your fasting, the Lord says, in this hour, I'm going to tip it over in this hour, that this is an hour of a tipping point. Somebody shout the tipping point.
And what a tipping point is the things that you've been praying for. Now it's time for those things to spill out now back into your life. You're going to see the favor of God. You're going to see the breakthrough of God. This is a year for family restoration. Those that have been praying for family members, believing God for people to come to know Jesus Christ. This will be a year of prodigals coming home. But guess what? They're not going to come home unless you invite them. They're not going to come unless you speak to them. So we pray about it. But guess what? God's waiting on you to preach the word to them. God's waiting on you to go heal the sick. Come on. We're praying for healing and we're praying for miracles. But guess who God's going to use?
You. Tell somebody around you, God wants to use you in this new year and in this new season. God wants to use you. And so God wants to change our outlook. He wants to change what we call paradigm. Paradigm is the structure or the model of our mind, our heart, our life in which we believe. Your belief system in this season is everything. Can you say that with me? My belief system, what I believe, what I receive, get this, what I speak means everything in this season. Because it's a season of open heavens. We've got to learn what to say. And so another thing that God's inviting us to do is change our language. Change our language. That we must speak the language of heaven. So if you're going to see the results of heaven, you ought to say the things that heaven says. Speak the things that heaven speaks. Because when you say what heaven is saying, you will see what heaven is doing. You will see the open heavens. You will see the angels moving and ascending. I believe also in this time, it's an hour of miracles. I feel like there's an hour also of tangibility where, listen, you are going to start encountering God in a fresh and a new way. We're moving from presence to glory. We are moving from presence. Presence is just the atmosphere around us. But when we say the word glory, which means weight, kabod, which is the Hebrew word, we're talking about substance. God wants to release his substance on you. How many say, I want to move from presence to glory? It's not enough. See, presence is something that we sense around us, we feel, and we just drink it in and we breathe it in. You know, all the things that we do during worship. But glory is a little bit different. Glory comes with an assignment. Weight comes with an assignment. Weight comes with responsibility. Somebody shout responsibility. So it's not just receiving the presence. It's moving in the presence and doing in the presence. It's taking that weight of responsibility and we're moving in the glory. And you've now become carriers of the Lord's glory everywhere you go. So your job is changed because you're a glory carrier. Your family is changed because you're a glory carrier. You will step into stores and the whole atmosphere in the mall has to change. Come on. Some of us need to step in Macy's or somewhere and just change it all around. All of a sudden, sales start happening because we ended up there. Come on. Amen. Amen. We've got power like that. You showed up and you were going to buy something and all of a sudden there was a sale. Come on. H&M, wherever it is. Hallelujah. Amen. Zara, somewhere. Come on. Anything. Apple, listen. The Macs are coming down. The Apple computers are coming down because you stepped in. I'm saying this to say that everywhere you go, we have the power to shift things. Everywhere we go, we have the power to shift things. And God is saying in this season, I want you to walk and move in that awareness of what you carry. Walk in a level of faith. And a level of determination and a level of confidence that only comes from the glory. Confidence without the glory is known as pride. Amen. And so we don't want to walk around like that. We want to walk around with a confidence that says, I'm only here because God has put me here. I'm only healed because God has healed me. I'm only delivered is because God delivered me. I'm only in the job. I feel like also in this season, God is saying, I'm going to release new and fresh opportunities, even in the realm of jobs. How many believe that? How many of you need that? Amen. Opportunities breaking open. Open heavens are for opportunities as well. To get what you need and to encounter the Lord.
But if God's going to send you to a new job, there's a responsibility. It's not just about a 9-to-5 or you making money. It's an assignment that God is sending you there for. You get paid to do ministry on your job. Amen. It's going to be your job, but it's going to be for His glory. Somebody shout amen. So in this new season, there's going to be an increase of the presence of God. There's going to be an increase of the glory of God. Somebody shout the glory of God. The weight of God. But it's going to come with consistency. Shout consistency. It's going to come with commitment. Shout commitment. And the last one, consecration. So commitment, consistency, and consecration is what's going to allow you to step into the breakthrough. It's going to allow you to step into the fulfillment. There will be things in this next season, and it's happening right now, that the enemy will try everything that he can to distract you from moving in your purpose and moving in your destiny. It seems like usually in seasons like this, everything gets worse before it gets better, right? All of a sudden, you're like, you hear, it's a new season, and it still feels like the last 3 years. And God is saying, you've got to get a new outlook. I'm inviting you to come up higher to see it from this angle. Because although the situation around you may have not changed, you have changed. And I want to bring you, before I change the situation, I want to change you. Before I change your family members, before I change the city, change hearts, change cities. Change hearts, change families. Amen. So the first change that I want to see begins with me. Say that with me. The change that I want to see begins in me first. Say it again. The change that I want to see. Come on, let's do church and knees. The shift that I want to see. Make sure you put the F in there. The shift that I want to see. Y'all missed it. It must begin in me. You caught that. Thank you. Okay, it has to begin with you. And so if we're going to step into the open heavens, and we're going to step into all that God has, we've got to see things shifted, and it's going to begin with us. So consistency, commitment, consecration. It's going to help us step into a new dimension of the Lord. It is God's plans that you would step into the fullness. In this hour, there we don't want any filters. What does a filter do? A filter collects particles, and it just strains out stuff, and you just get the liquid. But when it comes to the glory or the presence of God or what God wants to do in this season, we don't want any filters. We want all of it. How many say that? I want all of it. I want all of the particles. I want all the treasures of God. I want all the wisdom of God. I want the blessings of God. I want the favor of God. Guess what? I want the commitment. Get this. I want the consecration. I want the faith. And God is saying in this room, I want to increase your faith. I want to break fear. That is one of the biggest strongholds, the biggest enemy to you stepping into everything that God has for you is fear. Your enemy, tell somebody around you, your enemy to your life, to your future, to your career, to your destiny is called fear. Tell them, get rid of it. Oh, that was the wrong person. Tell somebody else, get rid of it. Because that is the only way that you are going to step in. That is the only way that this year, this Hebrew New Year, is going to be different from last year. That is only the only way that 2018. I'm a prophet, so I live in another year. What is this, 2018? Okay, because in my brain it's 2020, okay? So what's going to make this year different from 2018 and 2019 is the ability to kick fear to the curb. The only way you're going to see God moving in this next season is if you do something. That's why God is saying this is going to be a year of engagement, a year to actually do something. It's time to get those prophecies off the shelf. Get those songs and those ideas out of that journal and begin to execute it. I feel like, is there anybody here that's called to the fashion industry or feel like you got a call to design? Anybody? Maybe it might be the next service. Nobody. Okay. Nobody have a area of fashion or design. Maybe next service. Okay. Because I really feel maybe it's going to be the next service. There's going to be anointing for designers
and those that are called to do fashion, those that are that really have a call for fashion industry, whatever that case may be. But I just felt that really strong. But this next season, it's going to be about engagement. You've got to get those dreams off the books and now begin to execute and begin to move. If this is going to be a season of manifestation, one part I like about manifestation has the word man in it. That means you are going to have to shift. You are going to have to move. Will you stand on your feet with me? This is a new season. This is a new day. But the Lord says to us today, and then get a chance to touch the other scriptures. I'll do it at the next service. Amen. But I just want to strike a match. And I want God to fan the flames on the inside of you this season. You're too gifted. You're too chosen. God loves you so much. And he wants to take you into a new place with him. This is a season. It's a new year. You've got to get a new outlook. It's time to step into a new dimension. A new dimension is not just a new level, but it's something totally farther than just one level. This is not just a step up that God wants to take you. God wants to make you a new trendsetter. God wants to make you a renaissance. He wants to make you a reformer. It's not just revival in the church. This is where you become a carrier of revival everywhere you go. That your school is changed just because you enrolled there. That your job, the wealth of your job, shifts just because you're there. That your family, your entire bloodline, think about your family right now. Think about those that are not saved. Think about those that have not come to the Lord. Your whole family is about to go up just because you're in that family and because you belong to the kingdom. This is a season of new wine. It's going to come with some warfare. It's going to come with some pressing. But we've got to have the ability to press against the warfare. Warfare only comes is because the enemy knows that you're about to win. Warfare only comes is because you already have the breakthrough. Warfare comes. The reason why you're getting hit, the way that you get hit, is because of what you carry. Come on, lay your hands on yourself and say this, because I want you to remember this. I'm only attacked because I'm anointed. I get hit because I have something worth fighting for. I carry the presence of God. I carry wisdom. I carry knowledge. I carry the Spirit of God. And when I carry the Spirit of God, there will be opposition. But it does not matter, because I already win. I already have the victory. I already have the breakthrough. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm smart. Come on. I'm beautiful. I'm bold. I'm courageous. I'm strong. This is my new year. I've got to get a new outlook so that I can go to a new dimension in every area of my life. Now, if you believe that, give God a mighty shout right now. Oh, come on. If you really believe that, give God a shout. This is a new season and a new year. This year cannot be like last year. This year cannot be like any other year. It's actually a new day for you. And God is saying, because his mercies are new every morning, he's saying, I want you to step into it. I want you to step into what I'm doing. Step into the new thing. And there's going to be even some relationships that are even going to shift. I feel like some friendships are going to shift. Things that, or people that you once were really close with, and even in the last season, God may start altering even relationships. And God is saying, you've got to be willing to go forward. No matter who goes or who not goes, this is an individual move. But preferably, we would do it individually and yet see it happen corporately. Amen. And so you've got to be willing to go, even if you have to go by yourself. The Bible says that Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit. They were willing to go against the grain. They were willing to do something different. They were willing to take the risk. In this season, you may have to take the risk. And it's going to cost you everything. Say, it's going to cost me everything. Yeah, you've already paid a price. Might as well keep paying it. Because the more that you pay the price, you're going to get what you want. You're going to get what God has for you. You're going to get everything. And there will be no delay and no denial. This is a season of open heavens. And in this year of 5779, this is a year for you to manifest and produce. Will you grab the person's hand near you? And I want to pray. Amen. Get this. The hand that you hold is a leader, is a future business owner, future preacher. Majority of you guys are all preachers anyway. Even when some of you guys don't want to be it, you guys are preachers. So that whole row right there. Calling of God is on the hand that you hold. Tell that person, I'm fighting for you this season. And guess what? I'm fighting with you this season. And if I'm fighting for you, say it, if I'm fighting for you, help me fight with you. That means you do the work as well. Amen. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this season. Father, I thank you for fresh faith, fresh determination, rising afresh and anew in this place. God, we thank you for the hands that we hold, God. We thank you for the purpose that they carry. Father, we pray right now that as we hold their hands, Father, we thank you that you would release your purpose, your kingdom, your dreams, your anointing, your spirit inside of this person. Father, I thank you that defeat has no place in the hand that I hold, that fear has no place in the hand that I hold, depression has no place in the hand that I hold. And so, Father, right now, I release healing, I release miracles, I release breakthrough, I release faith into the hand that I hold. And now I say this hand is strong, and this hand will step into this new year with a new outlook, and this hand is going to a new dimension now in Jesus' name. Let's shout amen. Come on, shout it out again, amen. One more time, shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah, let's give God praise. Amen. God bless you.